In December of 1980, the Mutual Broadcasting System pulls the plug on the Sears Radio Theater. Iran demands $24 billion in U.S. guarantees to free the hostages. On Christmas Eve, Americans remember the hostages by shining lights for 417 seconds, 1 second for each day the hostages have been held captive thus far. And 1980 is the year that brought us the hepatitis B vaccine and the abortion pill.
Wondering what song you're hearing? Check out our weekly music playlist at artiestimewarp.com.
Two of us, time to kill. Trading lies in this old bar and grill for an hour or two.
Fun, but I- of H. Call it chance, or you can call it fate.
But we're alone tonight. It'll be
coffee cup. It was all right.
You know it was all right.
No moment can last forever. And darling, we both knew better. But where's the crime?
Where's the crime?
We have new LPs in December of 1980 from The Clash, Warren Zevon, and Tavares, along with the Blues Brothers, The Romantics, and Lou Rawls. We're buying the latest from Crosby, Stills & Nash, Parliament, and Steve Winwood, plus Fleetwood Mac and Journey. Queen releases the Flash Gordon soundtrack, and they're on the charts with a tune that isn't on the new album.
Let's go! Steve walks barely down the street. The sound of speed, machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
I'm
A preacher in Tupelo, Mississippi is playing Another One Bites the Dust backwards and claiming that Queen has used backmasking to implant the words "decide to smoke marijuana" into the song. Here's what those excerpts sound like. Queen responds that they have too much difficulty composing lyrics as it is to spend time contriving different words to be heard when the song is played backwards. Meanwhile, you need not be concerned about any backwards material on this show. She's only saying that this is
Artie's Time Warp. Pop music with a twist of history.
Billboard magazine critic Vicky Pipkin calls Love on the Rocks a powerful ballad in true Diamond style. Neil Diamond from The Jazz Singer.
Artie's Time Warp.
Love on the Rocks. Ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time. Gave you my heart, gave you my soul. You left me alone here with nothing to hold. Yesterday is gone. Now all I want is a smile. First they say they want you. What you need, you can say what you want, not much you can do when the feeling is gone. Maybe blue skies above, but it's cool when your love's on the rocks. Ain't no big surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you my lies. Yesterday's gone. And now all I want is a smile.
Fads and trends during 1980, professional women in running shoes are a common sight, and a New York City transit strike boosts the sale of running shoes in the Big Apple. The Moral Majority declares itself. A role-playing game named Dungeons & Dragons becomes a big hit. Dallas, the TV show, manifests itself in everything from board games to Sue Ellen dolls. Chocolate chip cookies inspire their own boutiques. The revival of the musical 42nd Street brings on toe-tapping nostalgia. And here's Ruby Keeler with the theme from the 1932 film adaptation.
In the heart of little old New York, you'll find a thoroughfare. It's the part of little old New York that runs into Times Square. A crazy quilt that Wall Street Jack built. If you've got a little time to spare, I'd like to take you there. Come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street. Here's a beat of dancing feet. It's a song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Sexy ladies from the 80s who are indiscreet. All the side by side, they're glorified. Where the underworld can be the elite, 42nd Street.
Artie's Time Warp means variety.
Yeah.
December 1980, Richard Chase, the Vampire of Sacramento, commits suicide via an overdose. The Superfund Environmental Cleanup Act is passed by Congress. U.S. copyright law is amended to include computer programs. Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin dies at 76. And a Jersey calf dies after hoofing along for 222 days with an artificial heart. The oh-so-versatile Doobie Brothers, as we're spinning December of 1980, and we have so much more to come. Stick with us.
All the hits. Artie's Time Warp.